Ambulance alert. The Northwest Ambulance Service has just been inspected and found to be requiring improvement. The biggest worry is lack of staff, with the service carrying nearly 6% vacancies. Whistleblowers have told the BBC that often so-called emergency medical technicians are sent out instead of fully trained paramedics. Now, to add to their woes and our worries, the ambulance station in Rawtenstall, Lancashire has had its rent hiked by over 1,500%, from £1,300 to £19,945 a year. And their landlord is another part of the NHS. The rent at the ambulance station is controlled by the misnamed Community Health Partnerships, a company owned by the Department of Health, which sets up public-private partnerships and manages the NHS estate. Russ McLean of East Lancashire Patient Voice commented, "It's diabolical that companies would seek to make money off the back of people seeking to provide life-saving services." Unable to afford the rent hike, the ambulance service is relocating to a police station in a nearby town. This is what financial pressures, privatization and fragmentation are doing to the NHS, greedy landlords forcing the eviction of frontline services. Paul Gerrard, National Union of Teachers, Bury,